battle stations, everyone. We are close to getting it done in Nebraska, but it's not over yet. There are some calls to action throughout the hour. In real time, Mr. Aguilar has now voiced support for this bill. So that is not the action item. The action item instead is let's get this out of committee. We're going to tell you how to do that throughout this episode, where we can change the law of Nebraska to help save the country. Let's save the country together. Email us freedom@charliekirk.com. Become a member at members.charliekirk.com. That is members.charliekirk.com. As always, you can email me freedom@charliekirk.com and get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of the Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. Yesterday, we isolated a big problem. In Nebraska, they appropriate their electoral votes based on congressional district. And also, two of the votes go to who wins the entire state. Joe Biden got one of those electoral votes in 2020. Obama got one of them in 2008. We were playing around on 270win.com, and I didn't see any real Republican focus or effort to try to get this done. So we decided to make a point of it. You decided to make a point out of it. Now, this is far from over. The fight is on, everybody. But what happened yesterday was one of the great movements that we've seen in quite some time. The power of this audience, the power of all of you that picked up your phones, that decided to let your voice be heard, in particular, those of you in Nebraska. We sent out a tweet yesterday saying that Nebraska needs to fix this. This is a way to guarantee Donald Trump gets another electoral vote. It guarantees another vote to make Donald Trump more likely to become the 47th president of the United States. It opens up Nevada. It opens up different pathways. And if you're trying to win the presidency, you want as many options as possible. Our working theory on this program is that the Rust Belt elected Donald Trump in 2016, and the Sun Belt very well might elect Donald Trump in 2024. It stops giving Democrats a free electoral vote in a red state in every election indefinitely. So we decided to make a point out of it. And the governor of Nebraska, to his great credit, Governor Pillen, came out and said, I support this bill and I will sign it. That came out of nowhere, but it came from you. It came from the grassroots. It came from the people. President Trump, a couple hours later, came out and said, I love this bill. Let's sign this. Let's get this done. Let's make this happen. And now all eyes and the eyes of the nation are on the unicameral Nebraska legislature. We have to get this out of committee and get it to a floor vote. Now, they're doing a lot of different excuses right now. We have to keep on calling. We have to keep the pressure on. We have to respectfully state our case. We're going to share all the phone numbers for LB-764. Again, some of the excuses they say is, oh, we're running out of time. No. We're not going to put up with these excuses. Running out of time, extend the session. Oh, it's not a priority bill. We'll make it a priority bill. There is no reason why this cannot become law. People are trying to make excuses for why this can't happen using legislative procedure. Here's the truth. Unless the Nebraska Constitution explicitly says they can't do this, they're just lying or they're being lazy. So let's turn these people into potential heroes. Nebraska, you have the opportunity to save the republic. Did you think I was going to say that? For those of you in blood red Nebraska, that you have an opportunity to save this beautiful country. I get asked all the time, Charlie, how are we going to save the country? How are we going to save the republic? Well, here is an opportunity. So first and foremost, I think that if you live in Nebraska, you absolutely need to contact, and I'll give you the two names. Now, if you're out of state, It could go either way. So I would be careful. I would be super polite. I would introduce yourself as an out-of-state citizen and a proud patriot, because I see it both ways, because this is not really a Nebraska issue. In some ways it is, but it's really a national issue. It's a future of America issue. So if you call from out of state, I think you should say, hey, I don't live in Nebraska, but I have such great respect for Nebraska. And my two cents are that I think that we need to get this fixed. And I hope you guys do. The two individuals that really this is weighing on, because the governor will sign it, President Trump is behind it, is Senator Ray Aguilar and Senator Rita Sanders. These two individuals can become heroes. Now, I'm going to share these phone numbers, but if you're out of state, it's especially important to be respectful. The last thing that we want to do is for annoying people to call from out of state and start bullying them and telling them what to do. That this could backfire significantly. So if you don't feel as if that you're equipped to do that on the phone, then don't do it. You can also email. We're going to put up all the information on screen. Can we put it up, please? For Senator Aguilar and Senator Sanders. What happened yesterday is so significant that MSNBC led with it, Politico led with it. This was brought from the dead. And you better believe the Democrats are now mobilizing all of their forces to try to block this. So it is game on. This program, this show, you can make this happen. It's not there yet. There should be no popping of champagne. But the fact the governor said he's going to sign it and he's voicing support of it is a major win. God bless you, Governor Pillen. You're doing the right thing. And now we just need to encourage some of these state lawmakers to get it done. They will be heroes. They will be nationwide household names. So let's score. We're in the red zone. Here is MSNBC this morning. They woke up in response to what the Charlie Kirk Show program did, in response to what you, the grassroots, did. You spoke out. You allowed your voice to be heard. Again, this thing was dead on the operating table. It was flatlining. No one thought this thing had a snowball chance in hell. And you brought it back to life. And now Democrat operatives from San Francisco to Seattle to LA to Chicago to Boston to DC are freaking out, because this changes the entire electoral math for Joe Biden. If Nebraska gets this done, Joe Biden's path becomes harder. Don't take my word for it. MSNBC laying it out, saying if Nebraska acts, Joe Biden cannot win the presidency just by rebuilding the blue wall. That's how big this is. Play cut 59.
So, Jim, it is never too early to talk about 270, the magic number. No. And there's some development.
Let's talk about the map.
Yeah, let's talk about the map for a second, because there's a buzzing about Nebraska right now. The governor there has thrown his support behind an effort that would no longer allocate the electoral votes by congressional district. Because right now, it's five votes there. Typically, yeah. Republicans get four, and President Biden, Democrats get the one from Omaha.
That's right.
If that changes, and we don't know that it will, the state legislature is going to look at it. But if that changes, that takes away Biden's best path to win, because if he wins Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Michigan, yep, but loses the other swing states and no longer picks up the one in Nebraska, 269, that leads playbook this morning, the alarm among Democrats that this is possible.
Oh, it's possible. And the alarm is on, because they know that Nebraska is deep red. We just got an email from one of our listeners. We're trying to independently confirm this. Jonathan says, Charlie, I called both senators. Both people were nice. Aguilar's office says he supports winner take all. If that is true, God bless you, Aguilar. Please move this through committee. And Aguilar, you're a great patriot. Seriously. Welcome on this program anytime. He is the one that controls this bill in committee right now, based on all of our information that we've gotten out of Nebraska. And history will remember you fondly. And so if that's true, Senator Aguilar, We will be very thankful for your service to this republic. And so I hope that is true. And so for those of you that might be calling, Senator Aguilar or whatever, any of these individuals that we're not quite sure, insiders are telling us they might be holding it up, just be super sweet. Just say, hey, I encourage you. If you are out of state, email, please. If you're out of state, let's not call. If you're in state, please call and let your voice be heard. But understand that your style is just as important as substance. No one wants to have angry calls coming at them, okay? We're getting a lot of feedback here. So if you're out of state, I encourage emailing. If you're in state, I encourage calling. Let's get this thing across the finish line. The left is completely scrambling right now. Feels good, doesn't it? Usually we're the ones scrambling. It all happened here on this program. You did this. If we get this done, this makes history. This permanently changes electoral math. It's a big deal, everybody. So let's get this thing done. Let's move it to completion. No excuses.
You all know how your tax dollars have been used to push progressive politics in public schools, while math and English scores decline. For years, America's biggest asset managers have been doing the same thing, using your retirement savings to push their politics, their DEI and ESG agenda, without your consent and at your expense. There's an alternative. At Strive, we put shareholders first. Maximizing your returns is our only agenda. To learn more, visit strive.com now. That's strive.com.
You know, some of the insiders are sending messages like, okay, the bill is on the general file and the lineup for bills not prioritized. With our time left and eight bills that are prioritized ahead, we will not get to it. I'm a huge proponent of winner take all and have always moved it. We'll just get to it. Enough of these excuses. This parliamentarian stuff, you just got to bulldoze through that. There's no way to change priority in Nebraska. That's BS. The governor doesn't agree. The Nebraska State Party chair who's going to come through. You're trying to tell me that if there was a crisis in Nebraska, a natural disaster, they couldn't pass a bill quickly, that if there was some sort of urgent measure, this is urgent. You have a regime that's destroying the country and Nebraska is about to send one of their electoral votes in a goofy way that only one of the state does. I understand there's probably a lot of stuff that they got to get done. They probably have to, you know, do budgeting and taxes and all sorts. I get all that. But we're talking about the Republic here and the eyes of the nation are now in Nebraska. And I mean, I'll listen to all of your parliamentarian excuses. Now, just so we're clear, Mr. Aguilar is now a yes on winner take all, which is huge, everybody. So I think we can temporarily suspend the phone calls to Aguilar's office. If you want to call him, say thank you and try to ask, hey, how can we help? What's the path forward? What are the impediments to this? And again, we're kind of doing this live and in real time, everybody. And we're going to be calling next Tuesday, hopefully to celebrate. But if we have to go to Tuesday to try to usher this thing along, then so be it. And we're not going to take any of these excuses. Here's the thing. You have the votes. You have the governor. Let's get it done. And this, oh, you know, it's a not priority bill and there's eight other bills. This is so foreign to me. This is why people don't like politicians, to be honest. But hey, we have an opportunity for these politicians to figure it out. It's really not that complicated, guys. It's not. We don't have to overthink it and get too deep into, oh, you know, we're not going to get to this session. No. Cut that nonsense. Enough of that. That dog's not going to hunt. Politico.com, the lead story. Watch this space. Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen yesterday threw his support behind a bill that would deliver all five of the state's electoral votes to the statewide winner of the presidential race rather than allocating them by congressional district. Politico writes, it could shake up the presidential election. For Joe Biden, it would take away his easiest path to 270. Win the blue wall, states of Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, plus one electoral vote from Metro Omaha. Pillen's announcement came under pressure from MAGA activist Charlie Kirk. Though Nebraska Democrats tell Semaphore's Dave Weigel they're confident the bill won't pass the legislative session that ends next week. Do note, quote, the Democrat majority legislature in Maine, the other state with piecemeal electoral voting, also ends session next week. Okay. Well, the Democrats are confident. Let's prove them wrong. It's a red state. We have the numbers. And not only do we have the numbers, a old school Democrat who's a socially conservative Democrat in Nebraska, he just switched parties. We now have the ability for this to pass without a filibuster in Nebraska. McDonnell switches parties. Live from Nebraska, State Senator Mike McDonnell tells NCN, which I imagine is Nebraska Conservative News Network or something, quote, today I am changing my party affiliation to Republican, adding the Democrat Party has, quote, decided to punish me for being pro-life. So far, no word on his future political plans. We have the chair of the Nebraska GOP coming on next. Here's the thing. I don't do well with excuses. We don't build turning point action, do all this stuff when I get told that, you know, it's eighth in line for priority. Yeah, that's not going to work, guys. I'm sorry. And by the way, the people of Nebraska, they don't think that way. Nebraska football did not get the prominence in its heyday with excuses. Oh, sorry, we can't win the national title. We're just, you know, measly Nebraska. We can never compete against Ohio State. That's not the Nebraska attitude. Cut that out. That's not what made Nebraska the great football power of the 70s, 80s. No. By the way, you know how many great Patriots are in Nebraska that don't share that view? Oh, sorry, you know, we can't uh, we can't do that. No, no, a couple politicians saying we can't get to it. You just got to cut through that nonsense. Patriots, Nebraska are some of the greatest on the planet, in the country. They're patriotic, they're faithful, they're fervent. And I think we're going to get this done. I think that if we keep the pressure on, again, I guarantee you right now, Democrats are flying in operatives right now to Omaha, into Lincoln, to try to do some dark arts. The fact that MSNBC tells you that this could disrupt Joe Biden's path to the White House, that right there, signed, sealed, and delivered. They're telling you that this could actually hurt the Democrat chances. So do we want to win? And I think the answer is yes. I think the people in Nebraska want to win. We just got to fix a couple things in the legislature. Just got to kind of iron out some of these excuses. We've been through much tougher than that. This all can be fixed. Okay, Kirk fans, I need you to stop and pay attention to this. If you deal with exhaustion, brain fog, mood swings, or food cravings, if you're constantly getting sick or simply lack the zeal you used to have in life, then I have some news for you. While back, I found a liquid supplement called Strong Cell, and it changed my health in a very profound way. I take it every single day. Look, I knew I had to partner with them. I did the research, Google, and look up online what happens when you mix NADH with CoQ10 and marine collagen. It's simple. Every area of your body has cells, so if your cells are healthier, then you will also be healthier. You don't have to take my word for it. Listen to one of these testimonials. After taking Strong Cell for 6 weeks, I found improvement in many areas, less shoulder pain, improved mental clarity, increased natural energy, and so much more. I'm thankful that Charlie Kirk recommended this to his listeners. Rebecca says, I absolutely love Strong Cell. At first, I didn't think it would make much of a difference for my chronic fatigue, depression, and anxiety, but I thought I'd give it a chance. I've tried to find depression meds for 10 years, and since I use Strong Cell, I'm feeling better than I ever have on depression medication. Customer for life. Thank you, Charlie Kirk, for recommending this product. So there it is. You've heard from me directly and some of the users who have seen their lives changed by Strong Cell. I personally recommend taking it every day for at least 30 days. I take it every day before I go on the air, and it's helped me in more ways than I can even name. Each of our bodies is very different, so I would recommend you give the supplement at least 2 to 3 months to see the changes in your body. Go to strongcell.com and learn more for yourself. That's strongcell.com/Charlie. And don't forget to use discount code Charlie at checkout to get your special 20% discount for Kirk listeners. Or you can call 888-596-0155 to order over the phone. That is 888-596-0155 or visit strongcell.com/Charlie. Joining us now is the state party chair of the state of Nebraska, Eric Underwood. Eric, welcome to the program. Eric,
hey, Charlie, how are you?
Great. So give us the update from the ground in Nebraska. What do we need to do to get this thing done?
Well, you've been doing a lot of what I was hoping to have done there. By you bringing in the outside influence is what's going to make a big difference here. We found that this bill, the winner take all, has not only national attention and national effect. It affects us here in Nebraska more than we ever realized. Many of the senators that are at the unicameral would not have to fight so much Democratic money if this one electoral vote wasn't given away to the Democrat. So what we need to do is understand that the unicameral is a one lawmaking body in Nebraska. So you've got 49 individuals that decide. In this situation, we've got to get 32 to 33 of them to get through our filibuster, and then they can move this bill through and get it signed to the desk of our governor, Jim Pillen, who has already said that he's going to vote for it. Right now, it's in a committee. That committee needs to vote it out so it can have debate on the floor. That's the first step.
So what is the action item for the committee? Mr. Aguilar has now said he supports this, which is great. He has pointed us to now Tom Brewer. Is that correct?
So Senator Brewer is the committee chair, and the committee chair then helps plan the agenda for any subcommittees that go through there. Most of our committees have 7 or 8 individuals that would be voting on to get it through. If Senator Aguilar and Senator Sanders are in agreement with this, that would make it a 6-2 vote to move this bill to the floor. So respectfully, and I have a great relationship with Senator Brewer, I think that this is something that they can help get done to move this out of committee and then get it back onto the floor. And that's where the interesting time comes of our process, where it'll have to be voted on 3 times by a minimum of 25 people to pass it each time. But we have to deal with the filibuster. To break that filibuster, we need 33 votes. And as you just appropriately said, we have one more Republican unicameral senator as of today.
That is huge and breaking. So there's another objection that some of these senators are saying. They're saying that it's not a priority bill and they don't have time to get to it. That just sounds like a bunch of wonky nonsense to me. Explain.
Well, you know, when it looks at our legislative session, this is a 60-day session. We had a 90-day session last year. But you made the point, and I think it's appropriate. If there was an emergency, how do we get something through here? There comes a point where you have to decide what the priority is, and both politically, but also what would help us nationally when it comes to whoever the Republican candidate's going to be, and we know who that's going to be, President Trump. This is a great move to help us. And you can tell that the Democrats are absolutely going insane over this. Politically, in Nebraska, that means that we're not going to have $8 million go through the Democratic coffers like it did in 2020. $8 million. We have over 250 outside individuals that donate to the Democratic Party, like George Soros and Steven Spielberg and Jeffrey Katzenberg. Those individuals are affecting Nebraska politics. Why? They care about Omaha or Sarpy, other counties that are in Douglas or in Congressional District 2. No, they care about the fact that there's one electoral vote. So if we can move this to the floor and you can get 33 senators to automatically just vote for cloture, which bypasses the filibuster, we could move this through if they wanted to. But they have to make it a priority. And that's a priority in the sense that this is important priority.
So it can be done. There, just to be clear, there's no provision that disallows this from becoming law. Is that correct?
Procedurally, they could make this happen if they push this forward. If they came together, if they coalesced, and obviously with the governor's support, he wouldn't veto it. He's shown that he wants this to be one of his priority finishes to this congressional district or to this Senate unicameral session, as well as the fact that we could also continue into a special session if we want to. We're not done. This can be done. They just have to make that choice. And again, you've said it very appropriately. When we build relationships with our lawmakers, when the party, the people of the party work together with the lawmakers, that's when you're going to get more things done. So I would respectfully ask the Nebraskans, as you indicated, we have 600,000 Republicans versus 300,000 Democrats. 600,000 Republicans could call up Senator Brewer and the 32, now 33 senators, and say, we really want this to happen. And if we do that, I think we could make this happen.
And I think that's happening. We want it to be done respectfully, and we want it to be done politely and persuasively. But I think that the energy is increasing. So I just want to reiterate, everybody, any excuse you might hear about how it is not a priority or there's other bills, there is no procedural reason. There is no provision in the Constitution that says that this bill cannot become law. Does it require a prioritization? Maybe. Does it require energy? But this is a question of the will. And let's just localize this, because I'm looking at this nationally and I want to reiterate what you're saying. This keeps outside San Francisco and New York money out of Nebraska, correct?
100%. And that's why we put it on our political plan. We're constitutionally required to make a political plan and a legislative plan. It really hasn't been done in the past where the party and the legislators would work together. So this is a relationship we had to massage over the last 18 months and under my administration. But the people of the party have become so energized, so empowered. Even this year alone, our county conventions have doubled in the amount of delegates that are showing up to these county conventions. Why? Because they see exactly what you're talking about. This country has many problems that need to be fixed, many concerns, and Nebraska is not a flyover state. We can make a difference. So this is what we're trying to do. When we start to work together with legislators and the people of the party come together, we can get things to happen here. So politically, this was a part of our plan. It was actually in our political plan that we would do a 32 plus one plan, 32 Republicans and ideally one Democrat that would believe that this is the right movement forward. Well, now that's a 33 plan to get any bill and any conservative driven mindset through. We have the same challenges when it comes to abortion. We were able to get those pro-life bills moved last year. We were able to protect 19-year-olds last year from having doing just transgender surgeries. We were able to do all that together. But I'm going to be honest with you. What happened is the moment that this party decided to also support America First candidates, there started to become a separation. And so that's why we need to get back to what is our values. It's written in the Nebraska platform that we want the unicameral to change. change it to a winner take all. So that's what our platform says. Isn't that something that we should honor? We decided to come together as the party and say the Central Committee voted on the legislative plan to make this happen. We also wanted to make some of the unicameral changes to the rules so that this sort of stuff wouldn't happen, where you get through a 60-day session and you have an opportunity that you can make this move forward. They can suspend the rules. They can make things happen. We just have to realize that this is for the good of the country and be okay with being bold. That's really what this is the time for. If we aren't bold, then we're going to lose our country. That's 100% what I would say the call to action right now for all grassroots, all lawmakers. It's time to be bold.
And I can't imagine you're receiving a lot of objections here because the momentum is really significant, right? It's for the good of the state. What counter arguments are you receiving that we just don't have time? I think that's rubbish.
Well, and that would be, you know, the relationship where I can call them up or text message these senators and say, let's make this work. I started this timeline for this plan over 8-9 months ago, including with Senator Lippincott, who was the one that drafted the bill. I asked him to be able to prioritize it so it could be pulled instantly out of committee and not have to go through that. He just wasn't able to do that this year. And I understand that he's got many other voices that are with him. But I even went to the RNC last year, Charlie. I had a meeting with Ronna McDaniel and said, I think this is something that's going to happen. I think this is something that can happen, but I need outside help. And I was basically told that it wasn't much of importance. And so when you start to look at how I was going to influence this, I continued to use the volume of people. And now with what happened over the last 24 hours and your efforts, and as you were talking with Steve Bannon today, that effort of activating the grassroots have multiplied this a millionfold. I could never have imagined this happening.
Praise God.
I
just want to repeat that.
Exactly. Praise God.
Just under the prior RNC leadership who's gone, they said that another electoral vote for Republicans wasn't a big deal.
It was indicated that they couldn't do much from their level and they really couldn't support me more than just she might talk with one or two elected officials here and see if there was any interest in it. That's what I was told.
Well, we have a different attitude around here. So
I've noticed that about you. That's why I attended your RNC meeting before the last RNC meeting, because I speak very, very highly of the fact that we are looking at relational organizing. I do a Coffee with Chairman newsletter every week. And the fact that Nebraska has been archaic in the idea of connecting to the people at the door. And that's really where I think the influence is changing in Nebraska. You no longer have one person or two people bringing all in multi-millions of dollars. Campaign consultants deciding what Republican values are. You have the people with a greater voice. And this is key in this populist world that we're living in, where people are driven to be a part of a difference. They don't want kingmakers. They want to be difference makers. You want to know the way that you get them more involved? Let them have a voice.
I love
Give it. Them the opportunity, provide them resources, provide them education. We did a parliamentarian training class. And we had people from outside the state, North Dakota, come and zoom in to the parliamentarian class, because the more educated the grassroots are, the more empowered they are to do this through the process. And so our concept here is to honor the Constitution and defend the platform. And we are looking at getting constitutional and platform Republican CPRs, because CPRs will revive this party.
Okay, Eric Underwood continues. In Nebraska, if you live in Nebraska, please call Senator Brewer's number. It is 402-471-2628 and respectfully request that a vote get scheduled for this legislation to get out of committee. Eric, I want you to continue. You said we're losing the country and all eyes are on Nebraska right now. You wouldn't have had that on your bingo card a week ago.
No, but it was part of the plan, I would say, that I've been hoping for and trying to drive for. Having LV-764 just magically pop up is not because of what we didn't prepare for. I believe in being proactive. I've been having conversations for the last 8 months trying to prepare for some scenario such as this to happen, as I indicated with the RNC, with multiple people at the RNC, because I also thought if it did come up, it would make national news. I don't want Nebraska to be the flyover state. The whole reason that we had Kari Lake here at the beginning of this year is because I wanted to get as close as we could to the presidential nomination. Nebraska's primary doesn't happen until May 14th. And I think Nebraskans want to be a part of the equation. They want to be a part of being difference makers. I've got a very strong grassroots group here. They're leading this state. And even more so, people call a lot from other states, other counties. Chairmen are calling the people here going, tell us how you did it. And people will say to me, Eric, how'd you do it? I didn't do it. The people of Nebraska have done it. We went from having 2,000 county convention delegates 2 years ago to over 4,000 this year across our 93 counties because people are ready to be involved. Now, here's the thing. At some point, somewhere, when your voice starts to get active here, there has to be a coalescing. There has to be the unity that people speak of. But it has to be around our values and not candidates or incumbents. And that's a challenge that's happening right now in our party. If an incumbent is not endorsed, if we start to look at America First individuals such as Dan Fry or John Glenn Weaver or John Walls, if that happens, then we might get a stagnation, a break of the relationships when it comes to our ability to unify on the values. And I don't understand that. It boggles my mind because we're losing the country over personalities, not over our values. We have the right values. And again, as I mentioned, in Nebraska, we have 600,000 Republicans to 300,000 Democrats. We have all five federal officers, four constitutional officers, governor, lieutenant governor. We have 32, now 33 out of the 49 lawmakers. But yet there's 900 elected Democrats in Nebraska. How did that happen? And in 2017, there was only 500, and they aren't in the highest positions. They're taking over slowly the areas that will affect the culture the most. Our school systems, we have 244 school boards, our Board of Education, our UNL regents. And so how do you fix this? The first thing you have to do is create stability. When we took over the party in July 9th of 2022, we kind of call that our Independence Day in Nebraska. When we took the party over, the first thing that we started to focus on was creating the stability at the county level. We developed precinct concept here in Lancaster County because it made sense. Build a relationship over time, not 6 months before an election, hoping for money and their votes. That's not how anybody makes any relationship happen, because the biggest part of that relationship has to be about trust. And that doesn't happen in 6 months. It happens over time. And so that's what's happening this year. Finally, the people in Nebraska are trusting the values of the party will be implemented if the right leaders are there. And we have the right leaders at the unicameral. I'm going to be 100% honest with you. We have the right leaders at the unicameral.
So,
we have the right governor.
So if that's the case, Eric, then there's nothing left that is getting in the way. We have Donald Trump's support, the nominee's support. We have your support, the governor's support.
What we're going to do is we're going to continue to have those respectful conversations. And we're going to move through the parliamentarian, the procedural process, and we're going to see where this ends up. And we're going to find out whether or not our Republican senators believe that they can be difference makers as well. And that's what you're going to see happen. And the people are supporting them. That's what happened last year. We would come 400 to 500 at a time to those subcommittee hearings, and they will support senators that adhere to these values. That's the whole point of this party, is to have values. And therefore, we must be held accountable to those.
Eric, thank you so much. God bless you and see you next week.
Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you. Email us freedom@charliekirk.com and subscribe to our podcast. It's happening, everybody. He said that there's no more excuses. Let's play cut one as an outro.
College patriots, leftist haters, we're back on the road talking freedom.
In America, you're usually a conservative if you produce more than you complain. You're usually a left winger if you complain more than you produce.
Most of you have been loving it, but some have had a rough time. Charlie Kirk and Candace Owens are back on tour to trigger the crybabies and hopefully talk some sense into the nonsense. But the best part is...
If you disagree with me, please come to the front.
If you disagree, come to the front of the line. So grab your helmets.
What do you have to say to the trans students on this campus who feel actively victimized by your presence here?
Life's tough. Get a helmet, man. I'm too pregnant for this. Next question.
You're not going to wear that. That'll work.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.